We're rolling.
All right, this is part four, week four of our series, however you want to. Yeah, just this is the fourth part of our Union with Christ topic theme. The first week we looked at identity. The second week we looked at destiny. This just last week, last part, we looked at purpose. And today we're going to look at hope. When we talk about this idea of having union with Christ, we see it all throughout the New Testament, this idea of being in Christ, or Christ in us, or with Christ, or by Christ. We see this theme of union with Christ, and how do we connect that to hope? And really, hope is this idea of what maybe we long for, or what we're looking forward to. How does it shape what our affections go toward? So I'll open it up to you guys. When you think of union with Christ, when it comes to hoping for something, what are your initial thoughts?
Well, for me, I mean, hope is a wonderful thing because it gives you something to, well, I would say hope for, but I mean, that's... but it gives you something to put your faith in. I mean, your faith is in Christ, but I mean, it gives you something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. You know, you have that expectation that something's going to happen, you know. And there's this, I don't know, I mean, think of little kids right before Christmas and that, like, you know, that excitement of something. I think that's how I feel about hope. I mean, you know, like it, you know, there's something about it. You know, mm-hmm. when you think about Christ coming back, I mean, that's what hope is to me. I mean, mm-hmm. that you're hopeful that there's a promise for something better out there.
Yeah. Promise for something better. I mean, that's to me, and even, you know, you read a couple episodes back that verse about my hope for glory is Christ in me. Christ in you is hope of glory. This idea, you know, that it doesn't have to be just, I mean, ultimately, yes, there's a fulfillment of, you know, the new heaven and new earth being a significant part of our hope. But also, what about my own transformation? There is a day coming in this life, and it'll be tomorrow, right? When I'm better than I am today, there is a little bit more of me that loves Jesus just a little bit more, and maybe understands a little bit more my union with Him, and lives just a little bit more out of that. And that alone is something to hope in, mm-hmm. that I am growing. Even, yes, I agree completely. I think ultimately we have a greater hope even than my personal growth, but that's something else to hope for.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm being transformed by the power of Christ in me. That's my hope.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, answering this question, I think of our, you know, the grand narrative for God's story, and we're situated between we call it the third and fourth panel. You know, you have, well, the first panel is the fall. Yes.
Creation.
First panel is creation. Second panel is the fall. Third panel is
redemption.
Fourth panel is consummation or restoration. And we're situated between panel three and four as humans. And because we're situated there, you know, Jesus has already, you know, he came as a baby. He died as an adult on a cross. He defeated death. But then he ascended up into heaven and sitting at the right hand of God. And we know that, and we are waiting for the day when he comes again to make all things right, to defeat all death, or to kill all death, or however it's mentioned in Scripture. Mm-hmm. But we hope for that day when he does that,
mm-hmm.
you know, when he returns. And I think union with Christ in a smaller way, you know, we see God's grand story, but I think of, like, for the story of Jim's life, you know, there's a beginning, and there will be an end. I mean, unless Jesus returns in my lifetime, there's a good chance that he might not, because there's been lots of Christians who've hoped that Jesus would return in their lifetime, and he didn't, yet they still put their hope in him. And so I think for me, even when it comes to union with Christ and the hope that I have for my own life, is that the hope is that if I do die and Jesus doesn't return, that is an okay thing. That it is actually a good thing, because when he does return, like my physical dead body will come back to life and I'll be reunited, you know, with my spirit, or however you want to go down that rabbit trail. But like, that's hopeful, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that so I think it kind of puts a boundary on what I'm looking forward to, Jesus returning, you know. So, yeah.
Everything seems to be a sigh.
Yeah, it very much is. Just like when we know the end, you know, when we know Jesus returning, we don't have to be fearful. I think it can be easy to be fearful if you're more yourself-centered, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, like, I'm afraid because if I die tomorrow and it's all about me, well, I haven't done everything I'm supposed to have done, you know. But if it's like, okay, if I die tomorrow and it's all about God and it's within God's realm and he's going to make all things right, there's hope in that. There's comfort in that,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
But for people that maybe don't follow or don't believe, it's actually a very not comforting thing.
It's not,
you
no.
know.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really why, you know, I struggle so much, because, you know, my position, I see people when I'm on, you know, preaching on a Sunday, people that maybe come very infrequently, and that's okay, or people who, you know, are too busy playing Candy Crush, whatever they may be doing on their phone, maybe they're reading their Bible, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I, you know, part of that is in my head, I know that, but what I struggle with when I see those kinds of things happening, or just apathy, maybe that's a good word, I see a lot of apathy,
mm-hmm.
toward the things that we're talking about, union with Christ, and it's crushing to me. I've spent a lot of time really wrestling with, am I just arrogant? Because I am. And do I just want people to pay attention to what I have to say? Yes, I realize that's true. But it's soul crushing, because I think, you know, what we are talking about here every week, what we are talking about right here, right now, is life-giving. It's full of hope, it's full of meaning, it's full of purpose.
It orients us.
It gives us a perspective in our world. It is so, so much better than all the other garbage,
mm-hmm.
that I see. I know the lives. I know the struggles, you know, and it hurts me deeply. It is my greatest struggle in pastoral ministry, is watching people suck down salt water day after day,
mm-hmm.
after day. When I'm standing here with God's word and an unlimited supply of bottled water, and they're just like, no thanks, I'm going to go down and suck down what's on the beach, you
yeah.
know? It's truly disheartening.
Yeah.
That to me is what I struggle with.
Yeah.
With this. I mean, I know I have my own struggles, and I need to orient my own soul around it, but that's what came to my mind. When you start talking about hope, I'm like, I know, man. I offer it to people all the time, and I just see people making these choices, and I know because I made those choices.
Yeah.
I still do. I think I make them a little less often than I once did, but I get it. We're human, and we struggle. But it's hard for me to see that happen.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it is hard when you have a hope and you want people to share that hope,
mm-hmm.
and yet either they don't or they are not living into that hope,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, and I think it's especially hard, like I said, because I know the struggles.
Yeah.
I know where you're investing your life. I know the ways you are hurting yourself. So do you.
Yeah.
You know what you know that this thing that you keep trying to do is not fulfilling you.
Yeah.
And yet you return to it again and again, all while I'm sitting here saying, please just take this bottle of water. Yeah. You know? And so that's very frustrating.
So even with that, I'll ask you guys, we're talking about this idea, union with Christ. We've done it for four parts, you know, and today we're talking about the hope, you know, what it can offer us hope. We're saying it can, you know, the first week we talked about identity, that union with Christ can help us have a new identity as a child of Christ. It shapes our destiny, you know, the already, not yet. Last week we talked about it shaping our purpose, like what we're here for. And then today we're talking about like it shaping kind of what we're hoping for, or that we have hope because of our union with Christ. Like how all of this, I mean, is bringing a culmination to our series on, hopefully people are just thinking now about this idea of union with Christ and exploring more for on their own with any resources that we've suggested, or just even reading Scripture, and you see this in Christ littered throughout Scripture. Okay, all that aside, how do we bring it to something that is tangible for people to live out, instead of just like, we know this stuff, it's all in our head, but how do we help people live this out, like even in this moment as they're listening to this podcast or beyond? Like, what can we share with people for living out union with Christ?
My first thought when you asked that question went to, I think it was St. Francis prayer. Am I crazy? Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ above me, Christ beneath me.
I don't know.
I can't remember. I have the same wrong. But that prayer that, you know, would be prayed every day, often every minute, as just a daily, moment-by-moment reminder that we are in Christ, protected by Christ.
Yeah.
The Lord's Prayer is a good, also just sort of a, I mean, I think, you know, this podcast will air late January, but as I'm saying this yesterday, or day before yesterday, talked about liturgy and how everything that we do, everything shapes our hearts and our affections toward something.
Yeah.
So to answer that question, I think, begin to think daily.
Yeah.
Nothing else, just take a moment every day and think, Christ is in me and I am in Christ.
Mm.
What does that mean for me today?
Yeah.
Does that mean that I'll satisfy myself in this place or that?
Yeah.
Or does that mean I will seek to live drinking the water of life? You know? Yeah. I don't know. Those are my thoughts.
You know, my thoughts are, you know, a lot like Jared's. I think, you know, you talk about hope and how that looks and how you end up developing that union with Christ and end up in a better place. And I can't help but think about, like, for me personally, you know, I went to church for a long time, then I quit going to church, and Christ still pursued me, you know, and you know, you talk about the people that play Candy Crush or do the other things, and you know, I almost died, and, you know, it was that wake-up call that it was like, I was that guy. I wasn't going to church, and it really makes you start to evaluate, you know, what's important. Where are you placing your things? Where are you doing your things at? And then you, you know, so then things become more important to you. And, you know, I start going to church and start, my kids weren't going to church, and that was like not good for them. And so, you know, so I was depriving them of that hope that I knew about, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. And so now they're in a better place. I'm in a better place. They have that relationship, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there is something to be said for that. And I think, you know, we are very fortunate that we have a loving Father that pursues us even when we're not, you know. So that union is is important, and that hope is there that, you know, even when we stumble, mm-hmm. he's, you know, that, so that's, for me, that's probably one of the biggest things about this book and about the hope is that, you know, you have, you know, even when you screw up, he's still right behind you, like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm reminded of that footprints in the sand thing where, you know, everybody knows that poem about the only yeah. one set and all that. Well, my favorite version has, well, what are those groove marks? And it's like, that's where I was dragging you, kicking and screaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing I thought of was that country song, Live Like You're Dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because yeah. if the reality is we're all dying.
Yeah.
You know, we're all going to die. It. You know, so it's even, it's a bummer that we have to have these, like, moments where we might have a life-altering, or something. Mm-hmm. We call them Kairos moments here, but, like, just a moment in life where you just have to take a, almost like an inventory or stock of your life and be like, okay, maybe I should do something differently. Mm-hmm. You know, Jared, you know, even what we've been talking about, like liturgy,
mm-hmm.
but like even, I think of like the Old Testament, I think of the Jews that would like they talk about like writing things on the doorposts of their frames of their house or putting it on their frontlets, mm-hmm. you know, like they would put these reminders, like these physical, tangible reminders everywhere.
Yep.
You know, in their household. And I think of like trinkets or something, or like building into, like, even if I wake up and I forget about my union with Christ, or that I'm in Christ, or the hope mm-hmm. I have because I'm in Christ or I have union with Christ, that even if I forget that, I wake up and I see that thing that is to remind me of my union with Christ. And so it's just like, even like every person might have a different rhythm or liturgy, but like finding tangible ways to do that. I mean, one of the ways that I do it is I have one of those like salt crystal rocks. My grandma gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning I wake up and I turn it on because it's always there. I turn it on and I just say, Jesus is the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I might not remember that, just doing that and making that a rhythmic part of my life, like that's just one small thing. So like for you listeners, There are ways that we can be reminded of our union with Christ, even when we don't remember right away or at every moment, you know, but like thinking liturgies into our own lives,
yep.
you know, mm-hmm. or like taking a sticker, put it on your coffee cup
steering
or
wheel.
On your steering wheel. It's like, you know, like a reminder, put it in your phone, have your phone buzz you every 30 seconds
or every, that'll get annoying.
Or every 30 days. I don't know, you know, whatever you need, you know, but like, it's like helping us just to remember, you know.
Yeah.
I think we've talked a lot about this mm-hmm. incredibly, we think, vital.
I think it's the most vital.
Yeah.
I think we must wrap our heads around this idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or try to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We probably never will fully, but yeah, wrestle with it consistently.
Yeah.
Be reminded of it. So yeah, take some time and do that. And pay attention, watch the Facebook, the timeline. If you have questions or thoughts about this podcast or this session of podcasts, let us know.
Yeah.
There will be places to comment on the Bismarck CC Facebook page or Twitter. You'll have your chance to interact. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Thanks to Casey for joining us today. And that will conclude our podcast.